The first time I became homeless, I was only 16 and I slept rough for 4 years. I left home as a result of childhood abuse. As a young girl on the street, I found it really difficult. I was very naive and not at all streetwise. Sleeping rough was a terrifying experience, a complete lack of safety and never getting any proper sleep because I was too frightened and too vulnerable. I remember those days as a lot of aimless wandering, walking for hours at night because I didn't know what else to do. There was never any way to get comfortable. We'd get hosed down by street cleaners in the early morning. Imagine being woken up in your sleeping bag, being hosed down with freezing water. Every single day people would abuse me, just because of the situation I was in. I was spat on, insulted, pissed on, and hurt countless times. I was also brutally sexually assaulted and badly beaten up. When I look back, I'm not sure how I survived. I found it very difficult to get any help. I remember getting told by an outreach worker that I survived too well on the streets. And because I didn't have a drug or alcohol problem, mental health problems, hadn't been in prison or in care, and wasn't pregnant, I wasn't vulnerable enough to be housed. Not even in a hostel. Looking back, I can't comprehend how any 16-year-old girl sleeping in a doorway is not vulnerable enough. Those 4 years were so traumatic and have left long-term physical and mental scars. Later, when I was in my late 20s, I unexpectedly saw the man who had assaulted me when I'd been on the street before, and it led to a kind of breakdown. I started to get really bad flashbacks, nightmares, and started to relive and replay in my mind all those experiences from sleeping rough before. I had severe depression and PTSD. I was self-harming as the only way to cope with my memories and ended up attempting suicide many times. I was also experiencing so much physical pain, but I didn't know what was causing it, and the pain was making my mental health a lot worse. I was diagnosed with ME, chronic fatigue syndrome. I was too unwell to work and found myself homeless for a second time. I spent another 3 years sleeping rough from the age of 27 to 30. The second time felt much harder as I was so unwell. I went to the homeless persons unit many times but still wasn't considered vulnerable enough or in priority need. I ended up in A&E after a serious suicide attempt, spent a week on an acute medical ward and then was discharged straight back onto the street again. I was experiencing both chronic pain and chronic fatigue, which was unbearable on the streets. A couple of times I tried to see a GP about back pain, but they always dismissed it without even examining me. I remember being so cold and the cold would make the pain worse. Some days I could hardly walk because my back hurt so much. Eventually I was sent for an MRI, which showed I had fractured my spine in early childhood, most likely as a result of childhood abuse. I was told I needed surgery to try and slow down the inevitable mobility loss, and there was so much damage to my spine. I ended up in supported housing and then got my own flat. I had back surgery a few years ago, multi-level spinal fusion of the lumbar spine with implants of metal rods and screws. However, I still continue to suffer from chronic pain. I've also been diagnosed with osteoarthritis and osteoporosis and have a lot of joint pain, and my joints dislocate easily, especially in my hands. Although I had a pre-existing back problem, I believe that the many years I spent homeless made my condition much worse. Sleeping rough on cold concrete pavements, not being able to get comfort, being so vulnerable to being attacked by others and the impossibility of getting help made it much worse than it needed to be. I doubt I would have ended up with osteoarthritis, osteoporosis at a young age if I hadn't spent 7 years in different periods on the street. I may have got those conditions later in life, but it feels like being homeless caused such a decline in both mental and physical health. Since being housed, there's been a huge difference in being able to access both physical and mental health services. I've also noticed a difference in how medical professionals treat me. As someone on the street, I would be judged and assumptions would be made about my lifestyle. I was often blamed for my situation. I had some awful experiences in A&E where I was treated so badly at the time, At the times I was most vulnerable and really needed help. There is something about being homeless which makes people see you with less compassion, less empathy, and with a lot of blame. Once I was housed, I was able to get treatment for pain conditions. I didn't have any treatment at all for chronic pain while I was on the street.